Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. It's certainly good to be back in the podcast on this morning. Delivering God's daily assignment for you. I've been a little under the weather, not able to speak much, losing my voice. And God is just so, he's just so awesome in that he would, you know, restore, you know, what the cankerworm and the palmer worm and, you know, what Satan meant for destruction, what Satan meant for delay, what Satan meant for denial. And God is, you know, still in the blessing business. He's still in the manifestation. Today's King assignment for July the 1st, 2015 is know the voice of God. You know, God has been dealing with me on that for about a week. Maybe 2 weeks. Obedience is what God is seeing. And, you know, through obedience is hearing the voice of God, also is having great discernment. And those things, they work hand in hand. You know, if you're not hearing from God, or if you are hearing from God and you're not doing what God is saying, then you're not walking in obedience. But today we've got to know the voice of God. We've got to recognize when God is speaking to us, and then not just recognize it, but also take action and move. Do not delay, but take action. Revelations 3 and 22 says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. You know, and John 10, 27 and 28 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You know, God is so awesome that he would visit us on this morning and, you know, just give us a comforting word to say, know my voice. God is speaking to each and every one of us. You know, I thought about, you know, from very beginning, God spoke, you know, and the heaven, the earth and the heavens formed based on God's word, you know, and so when God created man in his own image, we ought to also seek to hear from God and to move on his command. You know, God is so awesome that, you know, he's just getting our attention to let us know, I am speaking to you, and when I speak to you, you've got to hear. You know, I did a podcast, a radio broadcast a while back on the sensitivity of the ear. You know, as I was doing my research, it talked about hearing the voice and obedience and discernment. And all it boiled down to is flesh versus spirit. You know, the flesh can prevent us and distract us from hearing the voice of God. You know, I can think oftentimes in my life when I want to hear from God, you know, we pray and we ask God to give us a word or to send us a confirmation. And we ask God if this is really what we're supposed to be doing. And, you know, we're so busy in our lives that we're moving around that we cannot hear the small, still voice of God that tells us to wait, that tells us to move, that tells us no, that tells us not yet, that gives us an answer of yay and amen. And we've got to be in a place to where God can, he can speak to us. You know, God wants to speak to us. He wants to commune with us. He wants to fellowship with us. You know, and in these times, we've got to be careful that we're hearing and listening for the voice of God. Oftentimes in my life, when it becomes too busy and I've got so many distractions, in my praying, after I pray, then I wait. And in my waiting, I'm just sitting still, and I do not move until I hear from God. You know, you've got to, you know, let God know I'm in a still place. I'm in a meditative place. I'm in a place to hear from you. I'm not moving. I'm not about the business of the world, but I'm about my Father's business. And in my Father's business, I must wait until God gives me a word. You know, and we're so, you know, quick to, you know, just kind of, we hear the word, but we dismiss it, which means that we're walking in disobedience. You know, we hear the word and we do not move on it. We delay because we have some, you know, doubts that that's what God is saying to us. But we've got to more than ever get an ear, sharpen our spiritual ears so we may hear from God. God is speaking to us. And he is guiding us in our every step, every move in the direction that we should be moving. He's strategic, so he's given us strategic steps. He's given us strategy. He's given us the word that we can hide deep down in our soul and our spirit, and we can let it just dwell within us and build us into what God would have us to carry out the purpose. You know, it's been so heavy on my heart. You know, the obedience, God is just ringing through this earth, obedience, obedience, obedience. It sounds simple, but we make this thing so complex because we just don't want to give into, we don't want to die to the flesh and give into the spirit and be totally submissive to God. But God is calling for a submissive people. God is calling for a people that have the heart of him. God is calling for people that are in his image. God is calling for those that have a spiritual ear. We just talked about Revelation 3 and 22. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. You know, and it's talking through the Spirit. You know, we pray, but we have all these words that we're speaking to God. Sometimes we should just go down and meditate and just sit there and thank God and just begin to praise and worship him. God inhabits the praises of his people. So as the praises of God and the acknowledgement and the worship of God is flowing off of your lips, God is dwelling there with you, and God will begin to speak with you and speak to you and speak in your, and he will begin to give you what you need, whether it be strength and comforting or whether it be confirmation or whether it be a renewing and a refreshing. Everything that you need is in God. God is our source. You know, I thank God because he's allowed me to experience some things just on this week alone, and in the last two weeks, God has manifested his blessings right before me. And, you know, now when I go down to pray, I don't ask for anything. I just begin to thank him and acknowledge him for who he is. And I've learned that as you begin to thank God and you begin to acknowledge him, God will take his plan and he will just display it before you. And he will give you strategically, step by step, on what steps to take. And, you know, this is so prevalent in this time because that next turn or the next step we may take may be for our demise. And God is so awesome that he would visit us and he would warn us, his children, not to take that step, not to make that move, not to take that action. So we've got to hear from God. We got to hear from God like never before because God is, his judgment is on this earth, and we certainly don't want to fall into his judgment. We have so many people that are falling away from the churches today, so many people that are turning away from God. You know, they have been just consistent and constant for years and years and years, and at the very last, the end of the race, they are falling away and turning away from God. And it's because the enemy has been allowed to creep in and to distract them from God's promise and purpose for their lives. But I come to you this morning to unction you to know your Father's voice. It's just like a kid. A kid knows his parent's voice, and the parent knows the child's voice. You can take any parent, and if a kid was to cry out, they would turn because they know the cry of their children. God knows our cry, and we should know his voice. God knows each and every one of us because he created us. He conceived us. He placed us on this earth for a purpose. So God knows our voice. We in turn should know his. You know, God created us for a relationship. And because he created us for a relationship, that's so that he can walk and talk with us each and every day. He wants to know and be involved in every detail of our lives. We can talk to him about things that we feel. We can commune with him and just meditate on him. Meditate on his purpose. Meditate on his goals. Meditate on the word and just allow God to just do that thing in us, renew us and transform us. And it all begins with a word, a spoken word. God spoke to this earth and it transformed. God spoke to this earth and it moved on his command. We in turn, this flesh that we have, this earthen vessel that we rest in, should in turn move and it should be transformed on God's word. But we can't even begin to move into that direction if we don't have an ear to hear what God is saying to us. And so, you know, I come to you and I just plead with you to begin to just ask God to dwell in you. Begin to ask God to move in your life. Begin to ask God to speak to you even the more. God wants to speak to you, and he wants you to hear from him. But we've got to increase our sensitivity to the spirit, which means that we must die to the flesh. We can't feed the flesh and feed the spirit at the same time. You can only do one. So to die to the flesh is to feed the spirit, but to die to the spirit is to feed the flesh. So we've got to be cognizant of that. It's either this earth or it's heaven. And you choose, because God is a perfect gentleman. You choose whether you're going to believe in this earth or you're going to look towards heaven. And God is saying, I have a word for you. I would like to talk to you. I would like to give you the steps that's going to show you how to turn your life around. Some of you have lives that are in turmoil based on decisions that you have made and your lack of hearing from God. God is saying, but it's not too late. I can still speak to you. I can turn your life around. I can give you what you need in order to make the changes in which you seek. But you must first seek me. You must first seek the kingdom of heaven. You must first listen to my still voice that comes to you in the night, that comes to you in the day, that is willing to speak and readily available to speak to you every second of your life. And so you've got to be able to just listen to what God is saying. Commune with him like never before. I tell you, I dare you to get a relationship with God and just let God speak to you. And as God is ministering to you, as the Holy Spirit is ministering to your life, you will begin to have find joy and happiness and peace. Even though there's catastrophic things that's happening on this earth, even though there's calamity that's all around us, God will give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. You know, God is so awesome that he would visit us this very morning. He would give us a word of instruction to push us into the right direction, to push us into the next phase of destiny, to push us into the next phase of his purpose and his plan for our lives, to build you and mold you into what he would have you in ministry. And so I'm just so happy that, you know, God is allowing, you know, me to be on this platform to deliver to you what thus said the Lord. John 10:27-28 says that my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. and I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So, you know, in hearing God's voice, he promises you eternal life. In hearing God's voice and following him, he promises you that you'll never perish. In hearing God's voice, he's promising you that he will protect you from the hands of the enemy. He will protect you from all hurt, harm, and danger. He will protect you even from dangers that you don't even know of. You can't even think or fathom. God will protect you even in the times to where we don't have wisdom and understanding and knowledge of what's happening around us. We don't have wisdom and understanding that Satan is right around the corner and waiting to destroy us. God will protect us. And so we've got to lay and rest in the peace that God knows us. And he already knows what we are going to experience for today. Just like any assignment, you must know the voice of God, but begin to minister to your sisters and brothers and let them know that God is waiting to speak to them. God is waiting to provide an answer to them. God is answering their prayers through confirmation and through the word and through just one word. All it takes is one word from God to transform your life. All it takes is one word from God to give you revelation. All it takes is one word. God spoke one word on this earth, and it was created. God spoke words and transformed what was nothing, what was void, into something. God took one word, and he gave us eternal life. And we should just rest in the confidence of knowing that God has our best interest at heart. God knows what we need even before we need it, even before we ask, even before we reach out to him. He's already provided. But in order for us to even know the provision, see the provision, there are hidden treasures on this earth. And God is readily available to give us the secrets and show us, but it's only through the Spirit. God has been dealing with me all this week on dying to the flesh, dying to the flesh, and giving way to the Spirit, and welcoming the Spirit so that the Spirit communes and comforts us, so that the Spirit moves and guides us, so that the Spirit instructs us in what thus said the Lord. You know, it is just an awesome thing to know that God is ready to give you instruction for what you are going through, to give you instruction to move into the next phase, to give you instruction to give you an escape. There's somebody that is listening that is going through a state of depression. You do not have to be depressed. God says, I am here to deliver you. I am here to give you brand new life. I am here to give you meaning. He says that I'd never leave you or forsake you. And you have to turn to God. You have to turn to God like never before and let God do the work in you that needs to be done to give you new life. You've been seeking a way out, but you've been seeking it in all the wrong places. God says, look to me, for I am your source and your resource. I am your savior. I am your deliverer, and I will heal you from all infirmities. God is just so awesome that he would visit us today. I would like to unction you. If you have a prayer request, send me an email on ptwithsbutler@gmail.com. Send me an email so that I may pray for you and pray with you. Reach out and let your sisters and brothers comfort you in prayer and give you the strength that you need in this time that you're going through. You know, everybody on this earth is going through something. And God knew that we were going to come upon a time where we were going to need him like never before. This world is in trouble, and we cannot even begin to even fathom what is coming, what is to be. But if we just put our faith and trust in God, we can rest in the confidence of knowing that whatever may happen on this earth, God has our back. God already has provided, and God is already protection, and he's protecting us even more now. I thank God for your daily kingdom assignment. You know, just go through the day just asking God to speak to you first and foremost. The first thing you need to do is repent. Repent for God and ask God to forgive you for any words or any spoken words or any confirmations or any efforts that God has put forth to speak to you, and you have disregarded it, you disobeyed it, you know, whatever it is, your spiritual ears weren't fine-tuned to hear it. Ask God to forgive you and just move forward. And just ask God for spiritual fine-tuning of your ears so that you may hear what thus saith the Lord. Ask God to dwell within you. Ask God to dwell among you. And welcome the Holy Spirit inside so that you will get the guidance and the instructions that you need. You cannot live on this earth without God. I'm going to say that one more time. You cannot live on this earth without God. And so, God, we need, in God we need all things. In God we have all things. And you ought to look to God, trust in God, and have the faith that God has your best interest at heart. And that God will protect you even in the times when you feel like you don't know what to do. God has a solution for you. And so we've got to begin to hear God's voice. Begin to search God for God's voice. Get in that word and begin to read that word. Take some time out to just sit and still away and meditate and just commune with God. You don't even have to talk to God. Just sit and listen. In my greatest trials, when I didn't know what to do or what direction to take, I would just sit still. There is something about the stillness. There is something about sitting still and waiting for God to speak to you and not moving until God speaks. Because when God speaks, it is so. It has already been prepared. The path has already been made. And all you're waiting for is one word from God. So I urge you to seek that word and begin to just get in the word, meditate and feed on that word, the word that's going to take you throughout the day, the voice and the spoken word that's going to help you make it in the situations that you're in, the hand that God is outreaching to pull you out of the situation that you're in, even this morning. And, you know, you've got to hear from God spiritually. You cannot do this by flesh. So begin to say no and deny the flesh and allow the Spirit to come and just speak and minister to you. I admonish you today to just reach out to your sisters and brothers. Let them know that God has a word for them. And to begin to seek that word. Seek the solutions for their lives. Seek the answers to their prayers. And seek all the things that they need. All those things are in God. They rest in God. And I thank God for you on this morning. I thank God for the podcast. I thank God for this platform to come to you and minister to you. I thank God just for restoring my voice. I'm not 100%, but I am able to speak, and I'm able to say what thus saith the Lord. And I thank God for that. You know, the enemy will do anything to try to keep you from getting a word. The enemy doesn't want you to hear a word, doesn't want you to hear the voice of God. So you've got to begin to rebuke and bind the enemy and move forward in seeking that word from God. I pray that this word is a blessing to you today. I pray that it takes you throughout the day. Remember, anytime God speaks, we must listen. If you go back to the Bible, the stories in the Bible of great men and women of God that heard from God, but they didn't just hear from God. They acted on it. No, they weren't perfect, but they knew God, and God knew them, just like God knows us, and we know God. So So we've got to begin to hear from God and discern what God is saying to us in this very hour. I pray that this is a blessing to you today. I pray that it enriches your life. I pray that it gives you the thing that you need to go and seek out the voice of God. And as always, be blessed.